Hello, people. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 33.
Howdy.
I am Jeff.
I'm Brandon. Maverick's here, too.
He is. He's eating.
He's eating a little sugar snap pea. Just a lovely day here in Oklahoma.
Well, it didn't rain for a little while.
Oh, my goodness. Thankfully. I'm so sick of it.
I think we're going to get more rain like the next 2 days, though.
Yeah. I mean, everything's still flooded. There's still standing water in the grass. I have a class to teach this week, and it's just, I hate doing it in the rain, first of all. Every one of my classes, except for the one that I did in March, every one of them so far this year has been in the rain. It has rained at some point during the class.
You know, some might say now they understand why Kurt Cobain killed himself.
Yeah.
Living in Seattle, I mean, he's like, fuck, rain.
It's ridiculous. No joke. The other day, Fighter and the Kid podcast, I listened to a few of them, I'd say the last four. And one of them, they talk about Kurt Cobain and all his issues and all of his talents also. And just,
I was just told by this guy named Ethan at work about that HBO documentary.
That's what they watched. They watched it and said it's just weird.
Yeah, I watched the trailer. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. They said it was worth watching.
Which, we missed one of the most important parts of the podcast. What are you drinking on tonight?
Keeping it simple tonight. Just going with some milk because, you know, boobs.
Little cow juice.
Boobs, yeah. Yeah, it came from a cow's boobs. Cow's tits.
Which reminds me, one of the funniest things I ever remember you saying is when we were at that movie and that baby was crying and you were like, whip out your boob.
I mean, it makes me happy, so why wouldn't it make a kid happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. So yeah, just a good old glass of milk.
Exactly.
Sounds good.
Hey, did I ever do that Bruce Jenner open letter?
You know, I don't think so. I think we put it off and put it off.
Okay. I've only got a few things tonight. I don't know. I've got a lot of halfway done shit.
Nice.
But I've got an open letter about Bruce Jenner, Pickles, and Jack Black.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, those have been on the table for a while, so I'm just kind of winging it tonight. But I do have something serious that I think we need to talk about. This is some teacher. I don't know exactly what the college is. It just says U of T, GSU. So we're in Georgia State, I guess. I don't know. So this is a note about fart raping. A fart rape just occurred on a train on the Oakville line. There's a picture of the actual fart rapist. So this Ashley Engel, CUPE leader and teacher. By farting louder, the man is using passive-aggressive violence to position himself as dominant. This intimidates the woman to subconsciously not release as much flatulence, and thus the woman, fearing for her safety, doesn't fart as loud as a sign of submissiveness. This, in turn, contributes to rape culture and women being oppressed.
Really?
I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm like, I hope this is a joke. I hope this is a joke. This cannot be real.
Is it real?
Apparently it is. Apparently this person was serious in stating that.
Oh my God.
It's just like, really? So today at work, anytime someone, you know, farted or anything, we'd be like, you rapist. I know what you're going to do later tonight. You're going to rape some. It's like, I know, you know, rape's not funny. I mean, but this is funny. Saying that men, because they fart louder than women, it's a sign of rape culture. Contributes to rape culture.
It's
really
getting out of hand.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. Oh, it's so bad. Yeah. And, I mean, Joe brought up the point. It's like, oh, you know, I go out of my way to not fart in front of them. I mean, seriously, at least, you know, a month into a relationship, and then you're just like, it's like that episode of How I Met Your Mother, or Barney Stinson. You know, he lives in this big apartment building or whatever, and it just these random two people live across the street are in this one episode, and they're just the whole point of them is they see Barney go outside at the same time every night, and he just looks up into the sky and smiles and then goes back in. And long story short, I mean, you know, they're curious. They're like, what does he see? What is he looking at that's making him so happy? You know, long story short, it turns out he's going out there to fart because he don't want to fart in front of his new girlfriend. It's like, it's not like I'm instead of standing there at Walmart in line and being like, looking at the closest woman and being like, yeah, you're next. It's like, no.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So funny. That was a gem. It's like, yeah, that's how far feminism is going. Not really helping your cause there, feminists.
So, why?
Yeah, I just had to get that out there, make everyone aware, get the awareness out there.
So dumb.
I know, it's dumb. So yeah. Now that we got that out of the way, I've done my service. Plus I just had Mexicans, so look out, women.
I went to a small private school, Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
And
naturally it shows, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone would be proud. But anyway, we were poor, so you know how most schools have like warm-ups, like when they're doing the layup lines and stuff in basketball?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we had t-shirts.
Awesome.
And the whole deal was is we had our t-shirts with our numbers, and then we couldn't put our names. We had to put a nickname.
Okay, yeah.
And there was this guy that I am 99% sure he liked it in the pooper.
Nice. What, did he ask you?
Maybe.
Like, Jeff, come pull my hair while I pick up my soap off the shower floor.
I was young, curious, you know.
Yeah, you know, high school.
His name was Scott. I don't know if it still is. It might be Betty now. Fuck, I don't know.
Right.
But everyone had things that, you know, were kind of related, like...
Their nicknames for the nicknames.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, mine were just my first two initials.
J-A?
No.
J-B?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
But anyway, this gay dude had Paco.
Nice.
His name's Scott. His nickname was Paco. I don't know one motherfucking person that called him Paco. Unless it was like his Mexican lover that no one knows.
Maybe, yeah. His alter. Maybe that's... He dressed up as this, you know, flamenco dancer or something named Paco or something.
Like, I didn't see it before, like, a game. I didn't see his t-shirt.
Right.
We were in layup lines, and I'm about to do a layup, right? And he's in the rebound line. He's about to rebound line. I look down as I'm going up for a layup, and I'm like, Paco? The fuck?
Paco? Okay.
And I remember asking him, like, dude, what the fuck, Paco? He's like, oh, that's my name in a Spanish class.
Awesome, yeah. Way to run with that. I don't even remember my Spanish name in class. I'm sure it definitely wasn't Paco, though. I know that. It's probably something like Jose Jimenez. Don Juan.
Pretty sure mine was Jesus.
El Mariachi.
Mine was El Big Dicko.
El Bango. El Grande.
I can't remember if mine was... I know it was going to be random, but I don't know if mine was Jefe or Ronaldo.
Probably Jefe. Huh. I don't remember. I wasn't there, but I'm going to guess it was Jefe. Oh, well. Good story. Speaking of high school, Joe and his little supermoto crew went to the lake. Keystone or Sky? I don't know. Anyway, so one of the guys has a little ski boat. They were there. They went to the party cove or whatever, and this big boat tied up next to him, and he said, just the smoke show lady who had, he's like, she had to have been in her 30s. I mean, I don't know how. She probably should have been older, but she, you know, she just looked amazing or whatever. So it's her and her husband. Well, then they're like, oh, we got to go pick up our daughters. We'll be back. So they leave, come back, and the daughters are there. You know, one's just drinking a Bud Light or whatever in a koozie. The other one's got a bottle of vodka and a bottle of orange juice. And just, it's like, you know, the mom was smoking hot, and these two girls put her to shame. Like, just ridiculously good looking. And then they find out, you know, they're 16 and 17 years old. It's like, no.
And they're drinking like that? That's
just cool. And just, he's like, every dude was just like, you know, after the first one said it, everyone else is like, oh yeah, I would so go to jail.
Well, hey, so bad. Hey, from your map you sent me, 16 is legal.
That is true. But yeah, so we were just joking about it all day today. Like, hey, let's do this next year. Same time, same place.
Awesome.
Oh, so it's just not fair. It's not fair. Oh, well. I don't remember. I mean, there were maybe one or two girls in high school that I remember were just like, wow, smoke shows. I don't know. They're building them different nowadays.
No kidding.
Something in the water. Oh, well.
Well, I can do my grind my gears.
Yeah. Get that rap crap out of the way.
Well, I guess I should do an open letter first.
Oh, you could do it. Yeah, you could do it.
I'll go ahead and get Bruce Jenner out of the way.
Okay, yeah.
All right, this is to Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner. I mean Jenner. I'm so confused, but apparently you are too. So you're not gay, you want to be a woman, so then you would be gay. I'm eating 3 grape Jolly Ranchers as I write this, and they are fan-fucking-tastic.
Nice.
Anyways, the fact you were trending in your interview was talking the nation shows how fucked up the United States has become. First of all, you wouldn't have been relevant if it wasn't for your daughter, stepdaughter, or whatever the hell she is, hadn't been getting pooch-style fucked and the video got out. Plus, she has a fat ass. Second, the fact that people are saying it was a big step for gay, transgender, or bestiality, or whatever group is ridiculous. You think that people that hate those things are going to wake up and think, well, you know, Bruce Jenner taught me to accept others. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Most people are going to hate you more. So now 50-plus-year-olds are going to think, okay, it's okay to be a transgender now. Most people couldn't give a flying fuck. Everyone is so politically correct. If all these groups want equal rights, then shut the fuck up about it. Just live your life and don't talk. People hate when things are constantly thrown at them. I have no issues with gay people or whatever group you're involved with, but shut the fuck up. Do whatever you want, because in the end, you'll have to deal with the consequences. If you don't think there are any, I hope you enjoy hell. Hey, Bruce, or Brucette, thanks for nothing, you weird ass. Go get boobs, chop off your frankenbeans and whatever else. Wear dresses and wear makeup. I hope whatever it is, you go away and it's never talked about again, bitch. This is Jeff signing off with, go fuck yourself, you gross person.
You gotta think, like, how much do those surgeries cost? Like, to turn into a woman? So, I mean, is it just a rich person thing? What if, like, some poor guy's like, I want to be a woman.
Do they just take a knife and hack it off?
I mean, is it going to come to the point where it's like, oh, we should give them those surgeries for free because they deserve it, but they can't afford it? And it's like, screw that. I'm not paying for it.
Me neither.
If I break my arm, I'm screwed.
Think how bad the mom, what's her name?
I don't know.
Whatever the hell her name is. Think how bad of a person she must be if her ex-husband's like, man, I'm going to be a chick. This shit just isn't worth it.
Yeah, right. I was going to say something about it, but I can't remember. Good for you.
Bruce Jenner.
Yeah. By the way, I did not watch any of the interview. I didn't care. I didn't read anything about it. Just whatever.
Me neither. I heard people talking about it, and they'd be like, what do you think? And I just went on this rant.
Just like,
here's what I think. Well, did you watch the interview? Don't need to.
Tired of hearing about it. I don't care. Do your thing. That's it.
And I'm being dead serious when I say, if everyone wants to be treated equally, quit talking about it all the damn time.
Exactly. Like, this person's a hero because, you're a hero because of it.
Yeah, and you're just a hero because you're going to chop off your frankenbeans.
You just happen to be a famous person who's doing it. That's it.
And it hasn't been famous since the 70s until his daughter got caught getting it from the rear.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for her. Good for her.
Now she's married to Kanye.
Jeez.
Congratulations.
Brian Callen and Brandon Shaw were talking about talented people, people who deserve fame versus people who don't. Of course, they list the Kardashians as people who don't deserve to be famous.
Yeah.
And it's like, all you people, all you girls who see her as a role model, it's like, why? What has she done? What has she done? Nothing. And yet all these girls are like, oh, yeah, she's so amazing, blah, blah, blah.
That's how Paris Hilton was, too.
So sad.
Like, but I won't lie, I'd still fuck Paris.
I would, too. Wow. Jeez. And I'd make a tape of it.
And I'd title it, This Won't Last Long.
It would be, if you sold it for $1 million, I mean, that would be, $1 million for 10 seconds. That's a good paycheck.
Right.
That is a good paycheck.
And people would be like, oh, you're a money whore. And I'd be like, so? I fucked Paris Hilton and got $1 million and it took 15 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing with your life?
Be mad at me if you want. I'm going to laugh all the way to the bank with these two hot blonde chicks that are with me now because I'm rich.
Because I got $1 million. That's right. I sat down on Memorial Day Monday and watched the Monaco Grand Prix, and my sister sat down and watched it. Actually, she enjoyed it, which is kind of funny. But the end of it, Monaco, it's in southern France on the coast, but it's its own country. It's the second smallest country. Number one is the Vatican City inside Rome. Number two is Monaco. But they have a king and queen. And so, the king is this kind of chubby
bald guy with glasses, you know, looks like he's an accountant at a small business.
Or a sleazy lawyer.
Yeah. And then the, you know, the queen is just this young smoking model looking, which my sister's like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, exactly.
Nerdy looking king guy, but smoke show queen. Yeah. In the words of my junior year world history teacher, it's good to be king. It's a true story.
All right, I can do my grind my gears.
I'm ready.
And I might have done this one. Like I said, I say that every episode now, but even if I have, I'm just going to read through it because I don't have another one. I've got partial ones.
Right. We don't want no partials.
No. Being tired, getting fired, leaving the Shire. I have done this one, haven't I?
I think, I can't remember. I think leaving the Shire sounds familiar. What are some other high points of it, I could tell you?
Premature ejaculation.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
I'm just going to delete this one.
Go ahead and delete it. You know who does like to rain? This guy. He spent about 15 minutes just in the pouring rain the other day, just running around, stomping through the mud. No F's given.
See, I like the rain too, but...
I'm just tired of it. Can't do anything. I mean, my stepdad's hosting like a volleyball tournament or something, and it's going to be too wet. Literally the backyard over at their house is just water and mud, and it's not going to dry up because it's going to keep raining and keep raining. I actually had water coming in the upstairs balcony.
Yeah.
Coming in the door, and then it runs. You can see where it's running down above the window. See how the drywall is kind of green? Runs in the door, down there, and then drips onto the windowsill. That's why that trash can's there. And you can see where water was standing on the glass, on the desk. Like, I didn't notice it till last night. I mean, it was raining, but see how all that's been wet and dried? It's like, yeah. So, I'm going to have some major repairs to do here pretty soon in the old studio.
Well, no grind my gears tonight.
Hey, it's been a good, we'll just say the weather. It grinds my gears.
Yeah.
The Volkswagen Beetle person, apparently.
Yeah, I am going to start a new segment next time, and it's going to be called Fuck That Guy.
Yes. Yes. I like the sound of that. I mean, if you mean it metaphorically.
Yes,
not literally.
Right.
Because then the only person would be like, I don't know, The Rock, because you probably wouldn't have much choice.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, it's going to happen.
Okay, I guess all I've got left is open letters, so...
Sorry, took a drink. I did want to make an announcement. In the last episode, I announced that, you know, I went to Nitro Circus, which was amazing, by the way. Those guys are insane. But in the Million Dollar Quartet that I was like, I have this extra ticket to give away because it was the same night. Well, it turns out it's not. It's tomorrow night, so... I know we had about 50 to 100,000 offers.
Yeah.
People wanted to, you know, send their underwear to try to get the ticket. A lot of dick pics, sadly. A lot of, a few booby pics.
Boobs.
Sorry, the ticket is off the table. No one gets it. But we'll evenly distribute the boob pics between Jeffy and I and send all the dick pics to Cordell.
He'll enjoy that.
Yeah, you know, just to be fair. Just trying to be fair.
Knock on the door, walk in, he's looking at his computer screen.
Oh, it's so funny.
All right. You know what? I feel like doing the pickles one.
Do pickles. Because I can't be mad at Jack Black right now because today I watched a video of him and Jimmy Fallon perfectly recreating the Extreme More Than Words music video.
Really?
I mean, spot on. I could not believe it. I mean, it's like every mannerism, everything about it was exactly... I mean, we went and watched the Jimmy Fallon version and then went back and watched the original version and then went back and watched the Jimmy Fallon version again. And it's pretty amazing.
All right. This is my open letter about pickles.
Pickles.
Hey, Pickles. What the fuck? You look like Kermit the Frog has a boner with herpes. You smell like Miley Cyrus's pussy.
Ugh.
Which I'm sure she's used as a dildo a couple times in her life.
Right. Probably made a few pickles up in there before.
I saw Paris Hilton deep throat you one time. Then a bunch of dudes lined up and she sucked them off too. I hate you, Pickle. The people that drink your juices must have breath like a hobo with a drinking problem. What the fuck are you categorized as? A vegetable? A fruit? A penis? Kids from Africa with flies and shit around themselves would be like, nah, I'm good. Hey, Justin Bieber. You stupid Canadian. I bet you have a dill pickle dick. This is Jeff, signing off with a go fuck yourself. Sorry, that was difficult for me to read.
With a pickle.
Yeah, with a pickle.
Yeah, my brother really likes pickles. I don't know if he does as much as he used to, but I mean, he'd come home from school and get a pickle and a glass of milk.
It's gross.
Like, that just doesn't sound like a good combination.
Not at all.
Like, isn't the pickle, the vinegar from the pickle going to like curdle the milk or something? I don't know. Just like, ugh. Yeah, well.
That's fucking sick, man.
Yeah. Of course, he's weird.
Yeah. He used to be all, I'm like flip-flops or I like sandals. Now he's like.
Beanies. Now he's like, I don't know. What does he do? He flies airplanes and bombs people, I think.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell?
They should be home for July 4th, so.
Oh, that's cool.
No, wait. I don't know. Maybe so. It seems like, I know my sister's going to be gone. She leaves for Europe on Monday. Maybe they won't be here. I don't know.
She's going to be gone for a long-ass time.
Yeah, like a month and a half or something like that. Good times.
Yeah.
Jealous. Totes jelly. Hashtag totes jelly.
I think we should end it on that.
Yeah, I feel ashamed. I want to go ram my head through a glass window or something.
Or go headbutt a guy with a...
God, motorcycle helmet. Man, that video is great. I mean, there are, you know, the whole motorcycle club thing that happened in Texas. Was it Texas? Yeah, Waco. I mean, those are just bad people. Those motorcycle gangs. But the thing is, like, if you do something to piss off a guy on a motorcycle, chances are there's going to be someone else with him. And that was exactly what happened to that dude in that truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
All right. Well, like our Facebook page.
Yeah, like the Facebook page. Send in your resumes, applications for intern and co-host and motorcycle passenger.
Or sexual partner.
Or just, you know, you just want to dance in the corner while we record. That's fine. Not going to complain.
No.
Unless you suck at dancing. I'm like, oh, I mean, you're a 10, but you suck at dancing. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Or if you want to touch our pee-pees while we're recording.
We are very open-minded, so, you know, we're willing for all those things to happen. Maybe all of them at once.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, no big deal.
I don't know what else we usually say. Like our Facebook page, tell people.
Yeah, download, listen over and over again. Submit your suggestions, comments, only if they're good.
Yeah. All right, well.
Boy.
You're only one chlorophyll inhale away from waking up in the forest with a sore asshole.
Apparently you inhaled some because you're falling asleep, so.
Don't take advantage of me, Maverick.
And 90% of the hands you shake are used for masturbation.
Until next time.
Masturbation.
Masturbation.